you're fired up about something. You said you're going to get cranky about something. So I'm always interested to hear what you're cranky about.
The Monday moan. Look, we like to give people the opportunity to have a moan, but I'm having a moan this morning. And look, you can weigh in on this one as well. 1-300-891-929. And look, it's up on our Facebook as well. This story about having pets on a plane. Oh my God. Do you believe we've moved to this? Apparently, from December 2, CAS has relaxed their laws that will allow you to have your little furry companion sitting next to you. I think the caveats will be you have to restrain your dog or cat during takeoff, landing or turbulence, which I'm assuming is a given. But for God's sake, I mean, once you bring a cat and dog on board, someone's going to bring a bird next? Mm. I know in smaller third world countries, I've had friends of mine who've gone to India say, and you jump on buses and even planes that do those domestic flights, and people have snakes with them. They even have, they have the feathered kind of friends with them, and they certainly have dogs and cats and goats and sheep. I mean, we're just starting to, I think we're going to make this a free-for-all, Ali, and that's the problem.
Look, I must admit, I'm with you on this, Bilks.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know that's probably not going to be popular with everyone. Obviously, we're not including dogs, like guide dogs and things. Obviously, they need to go on the planes, but yeah, I don't really love the idea of people taking pets on planes.
I can't handle pets in a car. I see a dog hanging out the window and I'm sitting there going, but he's not restrained. I mean, he should be in some sort of belt. He's hanging out there. You stop suddenly, it's going to get thrown into the front of the dash. I'm sure those airbags don't pick up the force of a dog being thrown through. I just think it's just fraught with danger.
Yeah, look, I mean, I have been on planes overseas where people have their dogs and I couldn't believe it. I mean, you're in the airport and here's all these people waiting to get on the plane holding their little dogs, but they were small dogs. And I think that's the thing. People will have to gauge if this happens and the different respective airlines allow this. Well, it's really, obviously it's up to the airlines whether they say, no, that dog's too big or it's looking too agitated, you can't take it on the plane.
But you can't discriminate. If I got an Alsatian, I want him on board, then I'll be fighting to get him on, wouldn't I?
I feel like they can discriminate, though.
Okay.
I think they can refuse certain breeds and dogs. I don't know. But because, I mean, obviously, as we all know, we've got friends that have tiny little dogs that are just so well-behaved and aren't yappy and all the rest of it. And obviously, you wouldn't even know they were on there, half these little handbag dogs.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah. But am I a fan? No, I'm not. Sorry.
So totally
probably
keep
annoyed
them off.
Some of the Zinc family.
Yeah.
But
well, what do you think? 1-300-891-929. Pets on planes, bad idea. I think it's cruel. It's like having pets in a car. I think it should be totally banned and not even considered. I can't believe we're moving down this path. It's like the apocalypse has occurred.
Well, see, this is part of the reason, though, Bilks, is people want this because they're saying that it's cruel to put them in the cargo hold because it's very hot and, you know, certain breeds really can't cope with it, like your pugs and your little bulldogs
after down there.
Well, that's what I would think too, but yeah, I don't know.
Zinc family, what do you reckon? Pets on a plane, do we kibosh the idea? In fact, do we take it as far as keeping them out of cars? What are you saying on the phone, Zinc family? Melissa, are pets on planes, yay, nay, what?
Well, I'm thinking that when I was in Italy and all those different places, yes, they do allow little dogs or on the plane. And Bilko, they have a 10-kilo weight, you know.
Oh, okay.
Alsatian's not allowed then.
No, so you can't take your Alsatian. And it was just darling, these little, you know, they were just little handbag dogs and they were all well behaved. It even made me think, oh, maybe I'll move to Italy and get a dog, you know, just so that I could take it on the plane.
No, but, can't handle it, Melissa. No, not like it's bad enough they're in cars.
No, they were well-behaved dogs, and well, they had to be. This little dog, I tried to talk to it, and no, it didn't think it was a dog at all. It wouldn't respond to anybody.
Melissa, what about the smell? Animals stink.
No, well, these ones don't because they're just used to be. And in France, all the they even go into the hairdressers and everything. The dogs and they're all lovely.
Yeah,
the dogs are beautiful.
Look,
and they're all well cared for.
Yeah, they are all sweet.
Yes, and they're well cared for.
No, world's come to an end, Melissa. No. I just can't believe it. Nathan, what are you saying about this?
It's just ridiculous. What about the poor bugger that's got allergies? Oh, sorry, so you can't get on this flight. We've got a dog and a cat.
Here.
No, I was just about to say that to Melissa. I was saying that because she was saying, oh, they're so sweet, and they are sweet and cute.
No, they're not sweet.
No, look, I'm okay. I think little dogs are beautiful and all the rest of it, they're not yappy, but my daughter absolutely is allergic to any of those short-haired dogs and to cats. So I would be absolutely livid if she had to spend the duration of a flight with full-on hay fever.
Yeah, that's
the point. So I'm totally not on board with pets on planes.
So, Nathan...
Yeah, you can't just stop it at little animals. What happens if someone's got a big Great Dane?
Well, Melissa was saying before about weight limits in Italy where they're allowed to do that, but I think you have to make a call, like no snakes, no rabbits, no... Yeah, exactly. I mean, God.
Yeah, and that's right. And then can you imagine, because obviously there are these allergy-friendly dogs. We've got a schnauzer and, you know, the Bichon Frise, a lot of them are. But so then you're going to have the big up in arms. Oh, well, if they're allowed to take their dog, why can't I take mine? It's, yeah.
Thank you for agreeing with us, Nathan. I like that. Phil, my friend, what are you saying?
Hey, I reckon not dogs, not cats, but I reckon a bird would be good.
As long as it's...
Before you fly, right, you've got all these stains to the bird and you teach it to talk.
Oh, right.
Right? And you get right down the back of the plane, and when the plane starts to go down the runway, you teach it to say something, and then it takes off, the plane takes off, and then the bird flies to one end of the plane to the other. Oh, we're just going over Singapore at the moment, but we'll be landing in Bali soon.
I say a trick bird,
so
you're
it's
saying?
Like a, yeah.
I thought your teacher to say, Phil, something like, the plane's about to crash, can you jump in the brace position or something? That'd be even more hilarious.
Oh, but you need to put a mask on and teach the bird to say this sort of stuff.
Well, you get it to teach it to say, Polly, want a spew bag?
Yeah, well, that's it. When the air has to go around and take your food around, would you like a drink, sir?
Phil, you crack me up, mate.
Isn't him cracking himself up? We love you, Phil. That's hilarious. But I tell you one thing that we haven't actually mentioned yet is fighting, dogs fighting.
Who's going to control that?
Well, that's what I mean. Like that would absolutely, that's not going to be good, is it? If you're going to have two dogs that are just going to be going for it.
Think it through, airlines.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the poo situation. What happens when they've got to do the business and, you know, the fighting situation. Ugh. So weight limits, size limits. No one's thought this through and they better between now and December 2. That's all I can say.